It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Welcome back to the table. This is our Bible study segment, and Connie Stanfill is our teacher. She's here at the table with us. And Connie, it looks like we're going to be back in the Gospel of Mark chapter 7 today.
Oh, yes, verses 14 to 23. And it's a continuation of yesterday. Yesterday, we had the encounter of Jesus with the Pharisees who were wondering why Jesus' disciples would eat after not washing their hands in the proper ceremonial way. And Jesus took them to account and talked to them about how God's word was more important than man's word, man's tradition. And then now in these verses, we're going to find out he gives an explanation to the people surrounding him and then a private explanation to his disciples. And that's always good because that clues us in and helps us understand more of what is going on. So in verse 14, the Lord says, "And he called the people to him again and said to them, 'Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him.'" And so Jesus tried to explain to the crowd that it wasn't food or unclean food or the external things that make a person right before God. That doesn't have anything to do with their spiritual or moral rightness before God of being clean in that way. But the Lord says, but the things that do make a person unclean, that defile him, that make them spiritually unworthy, are the things inside of them. And then in verse 17, it says, "And when he entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable." So we get a sense here again, the disciples are still trying to figure this one out. They don't quite get it. And verse 18, "And he said to them, 'Then are you also without understanding?'" And so he's calling them account for not having ears of faith to hear and understand what he says. But then he goes on and explains. He says, "Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart but his stomach and is expelled? Thus he declared all foods clean." And so Jesus is talking again about the physical food, the physical act of eating, how you eat, what you eat is not what makes you spiritually clean or not. It's just a physical thing and it goes in your stomach. Then he says in verse 20, "And he said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him." And then he explains verse 21, "For from within, out of the heart of man come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and they defile a person." And so Jesus is teaching and explaining that sin comes from within the human heart. Each one of us is born in sin, and we have a wicked, deceitful heart, as Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 17, 9-10. We do not desire God's way, and we are disobedient. It's only because of the Lord coming and revealing himself to us and regenerating us, making us new children of his, giving us new hearts, that then we have a heart that can desire God's way and God's law and following him. Interestingly, remember, he said that the food doesn't matter, and he had said, thus he declares all foods clean. It's really Jesus is starting to let them know that the Jewish dietary laws are passing away. They're not going to be important. And if we look in Acts, Peter, who was the source probably for Mark's gospel, was the one who was given the vision about clean and unclean animals, and the Lord said, kill and eat. And then he went to Cornelius and the Gentile, and the Gentiles were saved. And so it's an idea that things are changing, and truly the only way to be clean within is from the Lord. When the Lord talks again about what's in the heart, that's quite a list of sin. But if we're honest, I think we can look at those and say that at least in thought, we have entertained all of those. Immorality is really sexual immorality of any kind. The evil thoughts has to do with malice. Theft, we understand. Murder, elsewhere the Lord told us that if you even say you hate someone, it's similar to murder. Adultery would be sexual immorality for a person who's married. Coveting is a big one. That's wanting something that you don't have. Wickedness is just a malice, a desire to do evil to other people. The deceit really is a Greek word that means that you are doing things to try to get things from other people. And so it's a word of wanting stuff that doesn't belong to you. Sensuality is really lewdness or shameful behavior in any form. Envy, the Greek word there is a great word. It actually means evil eye, and that means you look at what someone else has, and you don't want them to have it, but you want it, and so you would actually try to get it from them. And then slander, that's a big one. That's any type of speech that would actually harm another, not speech that builds up, but the speech that would try to hurt someone. Pride, this Greek word is the only time used in the New Testament, and it's a boastfully exalting of yourself, putting yourself up. And then foolishness, which would be any kind of folly. You think about the book of Proverbs, and the foolish way is the foolish person is the one who does not fear the Lord. And so it would be any moral or spiritual area where you're just clueless and insensitive. So when Jesus talks about all these things come from the heart, proceed from the heart, he's really laying out the basic problem of humanity. And that is we are sin-stained creatures and we need a Savior. What we're going to find through the rest of Mark's gospel is the Lord provides then the way for those hearts to be purified and to be made right before God. In Psalm 51, David had a start on that. He understood that only the Lord could clean the heart. And so in Psalm 51:10, he says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And then in the prophets, both Jeremiah and Ezekiel, both of them talked about how the Lord was going to give us new hearts. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then finally, in the Beatitudes, the Lord talks about heart again, too. And that's part of our assignment today is just to read Matthew 5 and look at those Beatitudes. But the Lord says that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. May all of us grow in knowing God's word and having our hearts cleansed by the Lord and truly being his people.
Oh, and that is what we desire here at Naomi's Table as well, ladies. And I hope this has encouraged you. We've got all the notes on our Bible Studies tab at naomistable.com, and we just encourage you to download those. And we're going to talk more about this lesson when we come back.